Mariners continue their series tonight against the Anaheim Angels, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim down there. And joining us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline as Shohei Ohtani gets to start tonight on the mound is former big league pitcher and for 6 years former Mariner pitcher Mark Langston's with us here in Seattle. How are you, Mark?
Ian, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Great to have you on, and appreciate you spending some time on a game day to talk to us up here. And your old haunts, Mark's doing the radio color analyst now for the Angels. In fact, I think every time you're up here, it feels like you're on Root Sports. They drag you into that Root Sports booth as well, so we still get to see you. How are things going down there in the broadcast world for you?
It's going well. Obviously, you know, the team plays better. It's always better in the broadcast booth, so the team has not played well. So, you know, hopefully there's still plenty of season to get that straightened out. But it's fun. I really enjoy the gig. You know, it keeps me involved in the game of baseball. And it's fun to be able to, you know, I have the luxury and the blessing to be able to watch Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, two of the more iconic players in the game of baseball on a nightly basis. So that is a blast.
And that's why we wanted to get you on today. And we want to talk specifically about tonight's starting pitcher in just a second. Before I go down that road, real fast for you, there's a big debate, Mark, up here in Seattle right now with the Mariners. And this would, I would say, go back to the 88-89 season when you were here. You were Seattle's best player, not just the best pitcher, but the best player. And they moved you to Montreal. I think there was a reason for that to happen. Mitch Haniger is right now Seattle's best position player. I mean, it doesn't take, you know, much to see that. And there's a lot of talk, well, should they move him or not? And it feels like it has been a Mariners tradition forever to trade their best players. Maybe take us back to 89 and when you got traded and why that move you think was made. And do you think this is a franchise that can get past trading good players and just keep good players?
You know, boy, for me, you always come up, you know, Mitch Haniger did not come up through the organization. I actually came up through the organization. And once you come up through an organization, before you ever get moved or traded, you think you're going to play your whole career in one spot. And that's how I envisioned my career going. I had success in Seattle. I loved Seattle. There was nothing that would deter me from playing in Seattle until I got the tap on the shoulder and said, you've been traded to Montreal. So, and, you know, you see the return, what they got. This is was an organization that we saw it every year that I was there. When you got closer and closer to the free agency, they were intended on moving you because they didn't have the funds to maybe compete with some of the other teams. And that's how it played out. So you end up getting traded for younger pieces that come into play and hopefully to help the ball moving forward. Obviously, that deal, you know, there was a couple of guys that were thrown in there, and just a lefty, you know, by the name of Randy Johnson was just, you know.
He's okay.
Just happened to be a decent lefty that was thrown in the deal. So that one, you know, obviously worked out really well for Seattle. But, you know, I see where they're headed now. They traded away all their pieces. They went from a really good team not too long ago. And I mean, they were really competitive to, okay, let's take it down right to the studs and really rebuild everything. So they're on that path. A guy like Mitch Haniger, who's been hurt a couple of years, it's great to see him back because I'm a fan of Mitch Haniger. I think he's one of the most talented players, as you mentioned, not only up in Seattle, but I think in all of baseball. He is fun to watch on a nightly basis. This guy gives you a quality bat every time at the plate. And defensively, he's one of the elite guys out in the outfield. So he's going to be a chip that the Mariners have. And you have to look at the big picture. Where are they headed? Are they close to being that team that can contend in the division? If they feel like they are, Mitch Haniger is a guy you don't want to really push aside. But you've got to take every phone call you can get on Mitch Haniger and see what is the going price for Mitch Haniger. And believe me, there's going to be a lot of teams lining up for his services.
Mark Langston joining us. Three times led the American League in strikeouts during his tenure with the Mariners. You're going to watch a guy throw tonight. You've watched him the last couple of years. Shohei Ohtani is, you know, I mentioned to my producer, Kevin, a minute ago, I said, is he the best all-around or two-way player in baseball? And Kevin said he's the only one, which is a great point. He is. Dumb, Ian, of course he is. Mark, I'll just let you put into words how special he is and what we're going to watch tonight.
he is a freakish human being and certainly one of the best athletes I've ever seen in my life. And just to do one facet of the game at the major league level is crazy hard. You can talk to Mike Trout and talk to him about hitting and the focus and the attention to detail that Mike Trout has to put into every day to be able to be one of the best players, if not the best player in the game of baseball. It takes so much focus. Now he's got to take that hat off and put a pitching hat on and put the exact same focus. I know what it took to pitch at the major league level and the preparation, the things that were involved in that. It requires a lot of your time. For this guy to be able to do both and at the level that he's doing it, it's hard to explain. It's something that if anybody gets the opportunity to see it, go out and see it, because these players, they rarely, and I mean rarely, will you see something like this.
Last thing for you real quick. You watched Trout. You played with Griffey. Is there a comparison?
100%. That's the only guy I've ever been able to compare Trout to is Ken Griffey, because I saw him. My last year in Seattle was Junior's first year, and obviously competing against him for all those years and watching his career take off, and watch how Junior made the game look like he was playing wiffle ball in the backyard. It just looked so easy. Slowed everything down. I see the exact same things. Junior was a better defender than Trout, but the pure power and all that, I think Trout's got a little edge on that regard. But it's the comparison is right there. He is truly the one guy that I've been able to sit there and go, that is was Ken Griffey Jr. back in the heyday.
Mark, great catching up with you. Continued success down there. We really appreciate your insight today and all those things we discussed. Enjoy the game tonight. I know Mariner fans watching on Root Sports will enjoy, hopefully, watching Ohtani and understand how special he is, even if things don't go well. I'm not sure if there's a pitching matchup that, see, Duggar versus Ohtani. Might be a little advantage for the Angels tonight, but hey, thanks again for popping on, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, one thing, he's also going to probably be hitting second in the lineup, too. Not only will he be on the mound, he will be hitting second in the lineup.
Just insane.
So another feature to watch.
He's like the best kid playing in Little League. He's like the kid in Bad News Bears, Jackie Leak or whatever his name was, right? Kelly Leak, that's it. All right, man, take care. Yeah. Thanks, Mark.